Hello. Okay, my name is Sophia Pecorari, and I am a senior at Prince of Peace High School. Okay. God has graciously revealed himself to me in many forms, but recently he shook my world and opened my eyes to show me that he's the true teacher. So having grown up in a home where a genuine love of the Lord was not encouraged, I was not really exposed to God's word and his teachings. I didn't know the basic Bible stories that my friends at my private school were exposed to, and when I surrendered my life to Christ before entering high school, I soon realized how little I knew about the God I was claiming to believe in. I didn't think there was a lot, and in this world, it seemed almost easy to become a Christian with all the resources that were given. I fell into this trap of teachings that came from every resource but God's word directly. I found it easy that if a friend was struggling with a death in their family, or if I wanted to write a sweet note of encouragement to a friend, it was easiest to Google Bible verses about blank. Instantly, hundreds of results will pop up with lists of Bible verses, some helpful, of course, but it's common for those verses to be taken out of context. Easy. I also quite often found myself in Christian bookstores spending hours searching for books. I would binge read Christian life books. Easy. I fell into this trap of supplements of God's word and not reading it for what it truly was. In fact, I was not reading God's word at all, yet I was claiming to be a follower of Christ. While these things are not negative, they're useful, just not in place of God's word. I also found that false teachers were around every corner I turned. I was being fed lies that made me look better than it made Christ look. Constantly being fed easy truth that was made being a Christian glorious. For example, when I would struggle with things, I was comforted with words like, it's okay, that's just your sin struggle. Or I'd be encouraged with a verse that was completely taken out of context, or opinions others had mustered up. I felt like I was running fast after a false God. I was using the excuse that it was in fact God that I was running after, when in reality it was not. After I was convicted by God for seeking out this counterfeit form of him that I had been, I started to pray about ways I could get to know God for who he was. I soon discovered the obvious truth that he is my teacher. He gave me a whole book in which he breathed each word into. He reminded me that it could truly be the only teaching I had for the rest of my life and my soul would be satisfied. Job 32:22 says, "Look, God is all powerful. Who is a teacher like him?" Discovering God's word in this way was refreshing. Digging into the Bible and only the Bible, putting away other books I'd acquired or side studies, was more rewarding than anything I had found God in the past. I was pointed to stories and truths that covered any lie I'd fed myself. God pulled me out of being stuck in a trap of different forms of false teachings. Jesus himself spent the majority of his life on earth teaching. In John 5, verse 39, he says, "You search the scriptures because you think that they give you eternal life, but the scriptures point to me." God saved me from living a life of searching through secondhand information about him and pointed me towards the main source that I had at my disposal the entire time. God is my teacher.